This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of Dances and Ballads, the new album from the World Saxophone Quartet. The quartet's members are Hammett Blewett, Julius Hempel, Oliver Lake, and David Murray. They came up through the ranks of the jazz avant-garde in the 70s and first joined forces as a quartet over a decade ago. Since then, they've recorded 8 albums, including a recent set of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn compositions. Kevin says their new album may be their best.
Everyone agrees the World Saxophone Quartet is one of the key groups of the 80s. It wasn't the first such group. The sometimes jazzy New York Saxophone Quartet was founded in 1959, and the British trio SOS pointed the way in the early 70s. But since 1976, the WSQ, more than any other group, has helped popularize similar units like the Rova Saxophone Quartet and Clarinet Summit, and so-called single-instrument choirs like the percussion orchestra M-Boom. Live, the World Saxophone Quartet's appeal is obvious. The players are distinctive stylists. Julius Hempel and Oliver Lake play alto and soprano, David Murray plays tenor, and Hammett Blewett is on baritone. Yet their blend is immaculate. Still, the presence the group has in concert, the ways they play with the acoustics of a hall, haven't always translated to record. And after a decade, the quartets sometimes find themselves in a rut. They've always played richly unfolding harmonies, voiced with the grace of a string quartet. And they've always hooted bedrock riffs like a swing band sax section and caterwauled in reed-talking ecstasy. Even so, they've had the potential for more. The WSQ's inspiration is part chamber group, part West African vocal and percussion choir. Either strain holds the promise of greater rhythmic sophistication, whether found in the irregular phrases modern academics write or in the polymetric sonic webs of ethnic drum ensembles. The quartet have hinted at such complexity before, but on their new album, Dances and Ballads, on Nonesuch, they manipulate time better than ever, as a new version of their theme, Hattie Wall, demonstrates. More than before, the players respond to the studio environment as they would to a concert hall. The heavy echo that can be so distracting on modern jazz records makes sense here. As in concert, the players leave space in the music to let notes resound and to let the rich overtones of four horns blend and clash. Juggling more lines at once, subdividing and recombining, they expand their range of colors as well. Listen to the last minute of Oliver Lake's Belly Up. Jazz fans rightly value longtime working groups, but we often forget that, like all major league teams, veteran units have slumps. Because Julius Hempel is so able a composer, his mates have let him do the brunt of the writing for the quartet. He'd begun to sound overworked. This time, writing chores are more evenly spread around, the music more various. The self-conscious balance between hyperactive dances and plush ballads is effective, too. Julius Hempel, Oliver Lake, David Murray, and Hammett Bluey had all come out of the jazz avant-garde and make liberal use of extended techniques, yet they play solos of great sensitivity and merge in whispering pastel chords. The World Saxophone Quartet reminds us that harsh sounds can be things of beauty, just like the pretty notes.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times. He reviewed Dances and Ballads, the World Saxophone Quartet's latest album on Nonesuch.